then the lower lip. It is not right.
Here in this health clinic in Durban, South Africa, HIV-positive mothers learn about safe ways to breastfeed their babies. This new approach is a reversal for the country, which had launched a massive campaign to get women with the virus that causes AIDS to only bottle feed their newborn infants, even giving out free formula. But what they didn't realize, says Chantel Witten, a nutrition specialist with UNICEF, was that they were very often exposing their babies to other deadly childhood killers, such as diarrhea and pneumonia.
And the reason why children die of diarrhea is because the immune system is not developed, so they have an immature immune system. And then the feeding options mothers are choosing, specifically around formula feeding, is that we have an introduction of contaminants.
Witten says 60% of neonatal deaths in South Africa were from malnutrition. The government's new policy aims to reduce that number by ending free distribution of formula, except for special medical cases, and getting women to breastfeed. But Nomguni Nampu Malilo, a nurse at the clinic, says it's not easy in a country where only 8% of children are exclusively breastfed.
It was very, very difficult because people were not understanding. You had to really, really talk to them, intensive counseling, and sit with them and explain how important is the breast milk.
The World Health Organization says that breastfeeding is one of the most critical ways to improve newborn survival, especially for the first 6 months of a baby's life and then continuing on for 2 years. Professor Anna Kotsidisi is with the KwaZulu-Natal University.
When the WHO issued their international guidelines, they were basically saying, we've looked at the evidence, we've weighed up the risk. Yes, there is a small risk of HIV transmission through breastfeeding, but we know how to make it safer if the mother is either on treatment or if the baby gets prophylaxis. We can reduce that transmission down to 1 to 2%.
Right. She needs to sit back and
that transmission is reduced through antiretrovirals to mothers and infants. It's one of the messages the government is trying to get out through the new campaign, says Lenore Spies of the Health Department.
We're now unifying the message and we're simplifying it and we're having one message for all mothers regardless of HIV status. Whereas in the past it was, if you're positive it's different, if you're negative it's different. It became very complicated in terms of what the actual message is.
Despite being Africa's biggest economy, because of this issue, South Africa is not on track to meet the Millennium Development Goal of reducing child mortality by 2015. Julie Walker, United Nations.